Amy Forsey is sitting behind a workbench in the back room of her store, Express Yourself, on a sunny day last week. It's a beautiful space with large windows overlooking the Frying Pan River. Forsey sells stationery and gifts.
So we do have retail gifts, and then I also do custom invitations, save the dates, a lot of wedding items, corporate gifts. And then I also have what's called the Hello Tote, which is welcome bags for weddings and large groups.
Forsey's store is in its 10th year in Basalt. She loves the character of the downtown and her view of the river. Now, Forsey is chair of the Basalt Chamber of Commerce, and for the past several months, she has been helping coordinate meetings of local merchants. The group is trying to figure out how to get more people to shop and eat in Basalt.
I think the main issue right now would be getting bodies into Basalt.
Merchants battered by the economic downturn were ready to swap ideas.
I think with the economy, it's been a long time coming.
And says Forsey, after Basalt's election last year, the time seemed right.
With a new town manager and a new mayor, we kind of have some new blood that wants to see some change. And so we're all just trying to figure out what the next steps are to get the economy going again in downtown and all of Basalt.
It's a big undertaking with many stairs to climb. A major challenge has been and continues to be geography. There are really three centers of commerce in Basalt: downtown, Basalt Business Center, also called the South Side, and now Willits. Add to that the location of Highway 82. To a visitor, only Willits is visible from the road, and many of them may not even know the others exist. A couple years ago, the city put up signs on 82 beckoning drivers to visit the historic downtown. Judy Tippetts is Basalt's finance director.
There's not a lot you can do when it's laid out the way that it is. But that's really not a new obstacle either. So, I mean, I think the signs went a long way to helping.
But then, last year, Whole Foods opened its door in the Willits development, and in short order, the area became a draw. Sales taxes coming into the city show a marked increase from the months prior to Whole Foods opening, and it's clear that Willits is getting traffic. Two Basalt businesses moved from their downtown locations to Willits, and with that came some concerns that Willits will become a competitor to downtown. Architect Glenn Rappaport sits on the Basalt Town Council. He says Willits should not be blamed for siphoning visitors from downtown. The development has characteristics that are proven to boost retail sales.
Willits is doing somewhat better because of some very obvious reasons. There's more compaction, there's more density there, and it's visible from the highway. In this valley, most of us don't really like that idea that that generates business. That is the reality of why Willits is drawing people.
It's got its own energy and its own dynamic. And yeah, Whole Foods is a great draw, but that just brings people down here to the Mid-Valley.
That's Tracy Bennett. She chooses to stay put downtown, where her shoe store, Midland Shoe, has been open for 20 years. People should not, says Bennett, see Willits and downtown as an either-or proposition, because she says Willits is a different scene.
It's a different dynamic. It's not a walking Main Street where you can shop and hit a restaurant and hit another shop and another restaurant. But it doesn't have that walking up and down a main street feel. I'm very happy to be where I'm at. I like the feel and the dynamic of a downtown.
Bennett says the larger issue is the nation's economy. There is a feeling among some in Basalt that the city was last into the economic downturn and therefore will be one of the last out. Once people generally are again in the mood to spend money, the foot traffic will find its way to Basalt's downtown shops and restaurants. Bennett says there are two big ideas that could help the town take off in the future. One is a proposed hotel development along the river downtown. The second is what might replace the aging Clark's Market, which is rumored to be preparing to close within a year. An anchor tenant there, along with a big lodge, could make downtown a destination. Both, however, are uncertain and years away from reality. So for now, the merchants are meeting to suggest smaller ideas in the meantime. Among them are a free shuttle bus that would take people around to all of Basalt's businesses. Another is to make downtown a free Wi-Fi hotspot. More immediately, says Chamber of Commerce Chair Amy Forsey, is a new marketing campaign.
But I don't think we've really defined exactly, you know, if it's going to be a brochure, if it's going to be television, or if it's going to be print. So we're just kind of figuring out what we need to do and how we're going to do it.
Efforts to get businesses from each of Basalt's three commerce centers working together will continue, with many merchants hoping the meetings will become a regular part of doing business in the Mid-Valley. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.